Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
And now it's time for our Pod Squad. This week I'm joined by host of the No Encore Music Podcast and regular Pod Squad reviewer Dave Hanratty, and also the Irish Times business and technology correspondent Ciara O'Brien, who's here for her first Lunchtime Live Pod Squad review. We are chatting today about the Class of 88 with Will Smith.
88, it was too much good music. The world was on fire.
Fire, yeah.
I'm Will Smith. This is Class of 88, my new podcast about the moments, albums, and artists that inspired a sonic revolution and secured 1988 as one of hip-hop's most important years. We'll talk to the people who were there. Queen Latifah.
Everybody dropped albums like we knew this was changing the world.
And my guy, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
The record company was calling and they were like, you guys are selling 150,000 records a day. And you're like, what?
And most of all, we'll bring you some amazing stories, like our tour with Run DMC. You know what my biggest memory from that tour is? It was your birthday.
Yes, and you brought me the Sade life-size cardboard cutout.
Yeah, that's just a short piece of the podcast to give you a little flavour of what Class of 88 with Will Smith is like. What's the, I suppose, the premise of the podcast first, Dave?
It's a celebration. I mean, you're not going to get a lot of challenging situations here, not a lot of criticism. This is about when hip-hop exploded into the American mainstream in the late 80s, and I guess worldwide to follow. Hip-hop itself, of course, is around since the early 70s, but it was those late 80s kind of time period where you had acts like the aforementioned Run DMC, Public Enemy, Will Smith himself, of course. You know, he's someone who is, you know, we kind of forget that he is a rapper, was a rapper, now very, very clean
cut. Actually, really liked his music.
Did you?
I
must confess, Wild Wild West grew on me despite coming from one of the worst films ever made.
They were really cheap. It was Miami Vice, wasn't that one?
Men in Black, Miami. I mean, it was kind of fun for all the family because, you know, he's known for being like, you know, he wouldn't use curse words. And of course, you know, we're now talking about Will Smith at the time when, you know, he's gone the other way in terms of controversy. But this is very much about him gathering together a lot of his famous friends and having a conversation with them and just being like, let's go back in time and let's let people know and let's celebrate how incredible this explosion of hip hop into a mainstream cultural pop culture situation was.
This is the first podcast, Ciara, we've given you here at Lunchtime Live to review for us. What are your thoughts?
I actually really liked it because I think growing up, obviously I knew Will Smith as Fresh Prince and the Fresh Prince Bel-Air, and Jazzy Jeff was just the guy who got tossed out by Uncle Phil at random points during the show. So it was really interesting to kind of hear the backstory and how they got to where they were. And the fact that, like, we always kind of think, if he mentioned his music was really clean cut, he doesn't swear. And obviously he's had fun poked at him by the likes of Eminem in his songs because of that. But that was a conscious choice that they made. They weren't going to bring kind of negativity into it. And to be honest, if you didn't have these guys, you wouldn't have Eminem. So it was kind of like reading or listening back through it and having a look at some of the stuff that went before. It was really interesting to hear, you know, that at one point hip hop was considered a fad. 1988 was kind of the year that changed everything. 1988, now I'm going to put it in context, I was more Tiffany and Kylie Minogue. You know, that was my first my first intro into the music that I chose. I was a Kylie person. But I do remember, and you know, they didn't mention it at all on this podcast, but one of the earliest Will Smith songs, my brother introduced me to Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff, and it was Nightmare on My Street. I think it was kind of like a rip off of kind of poking fun at the Nightmare on Elm Street series. I still remember all the words to that. I can't remember what I went to get from my bedroom, you know, 5 minutes after I walked into the room, but I still remember all the words of that song.
Had you heard this podcast before, Dave?
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting timing because, again, we're looking at the Will Smith kind of rehabilitation project right now, which has been all but confirmed because Bad Boys is currently in the cinema, breaking box office records are like kind of saving cinema, they're saying. So I did think it was an interesting move. I was like, wow, Will Smith hosting a podcast, is that, you know, trying to just ease him back into the waters, or is this just something that he's always kind of had in his back pocket? And I think it's a great idea. Like it's kind of hard to say anything new about, you know, hip hop music in the late 80s. But if you have Will Smith, number one, as your host, who's bringing a ton of glamour to this. I mean, I got to be honest, I was like, okay, yeah, there he is. He is a star. You know, the way he talks, like the momentum of this whole package, it's all here. And the fact that he he clearly has a really good easygoing camaraderie with a lot of the people that he's talking to. It's a very, very easy sell. Like, it's one of those things that kind of can't miss.
Yeah. When I heard this is what we were going to be talking about, I was like, brilliant. I absolutely really like Will Smith, the music, hip hop. I'm going to really enjoy this. Like, I would describe it as kind of, it was grand. Like, I enjoyed it. I was away at the weekend. I've only listened to two of the episodes. I found it interesting. Thought it was really interesting when they were talking about DMC and how they had to change how they actually write hip hop and the shorter, snappier, you know, lyrics rather than what they used to do, which was much more the long form and making it all rhyme, and how they learned that art. And I found that interesting. But I probably got as much as I needed to, I felt, Kira, within about two episodes.
Oh, I actually think you should keep on with it, because
really?
What I
okay.
found as it went further through it was, you know, you kind of saw some of the history of it. So you can see now where certain songs come from and where certain styles come from, which I had never really noticed before. And then by the time you get to the last episode, because I think it's only eight episodes in total.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
By the time you get to the last episode and they're talking about like the kind of the push back against rap, because there was an incident at a gig where somebody got stabbed, and then there was all these headlines about Rap Rampage, 12 people were injured, all this, and then that kind of push back against, you know, that we've seen with other music genres as well, where, you know, people were kind of demonizing rap, and there was this whole kind of culture that was suddenly being put into this tiny little box, and it's just very interesting to see how it happened. And you can kind of see, if you look back then, you look at rock music and, you know, all of that stuff in the past where people kind of demonized a whole culture. And it's just so interesting to see that it still happens, even when you kind of think that you are getting past that kind of thing. That, like, 1988, well, it doesn't feel that long ago. It was quite a long time ago.
I would have been, what, four?
I was eight. I was turning eight. Yeah. So, you know, it is a long time ago, but it's still happening now. And you can see, and you can also see the influence of the music still now.
Yeah.
A podcast hosted by Will Smith. Like, the concept of this is fantastic.
Yeah. Look, we've seen loads of these celebrity podcasts. Some of them work, some of them don't.
Yeah.
I think he has a very easygoing manner. And there is, you can see where, obviously, he has a history with some people. And then other parts of the podcast are more like, you know, it's a straight forward interview, but I actually really enjoyed where he's talking to Queen Latifah, or, you know.
Well, that's the thing, it's the access to the guests that he has.
This is the thing, and I'm always,
this makes it.
Yeah, and I'm always like envious of this, like as a podcaster myself, because it's like time, access, budget, you know, like these are the things that you need, resources, like to make a great show, and that's all here. You got your superstar host, and it's clear that Will Smith has a smile on his face when he's talking to you, like, and it does feel like he's talking to you. It does have that warmth to it.
Yeah.
And then you have the production, which is just, there's constant things happening in this, as there should be for a podcast about hip hop. It is always evolving, always moving forward. There's so much thrust and momentum. Before I knew it, I'd listened to the first four episodes.
Really?
And again, that access, the fact that, you know, here's Rick Rubin, here's Chuck D from Public Enemy, you know, like these incredible orators themselves, and the fact that, you know, they're just sitting down together and you've all these kind of bells and whistles in the production around it. I do agree with you though that it is surface level. Like, this doesn't go far enough for me in terms of setting a cultural context beyond hip hop and maybe challenging some of the more kind of, I guess, you know, they talk about the media, and I would agree absolutely that this is a genre that has been demonized quite often, and there's quite obvious disgraceful reasons for that. But at the same time, they clearly set out to make a celebration. They clearly set out to make a tribute, and in that, you know, in that kind of guise, I can't fault them for that.
It's easy listening.
It is.
You know, you can have it on the back when you're out of the shower and you're getting ready to go to work, and it's handy listening. It doesn't require any major levels of attention.
No, you don't need to take notes, but it's easy to follow. But there was things that I didn't know, that, for example, you know, that they didn't show the Hip Hop and Rap Awards on the Grammys Will Smith and Jazz Jeff actually boycotted the year that they were nominated. The first year that that there was a separate kind of category for it, they were nominated. They didn't go. They had a party with MTV on the roof of a hotel somewhere, and everybody joined them. And then the following year, it was televised because nobody had bothered showing up. I mean, and it was such a huge genre of music for them to completely leave it out and then kind of go, there's reasons. But, you know, we all know what the reasons are.
Did you enjoy Will Smith as a podcast host?
I did. You know, he is very easy to listen to. And I find it, it's funny as well, we're talking about like kind of the Will Smith rehabilitation tour, when arguably what he did was, you know, a lot more milder than, I suppose, what other people have done and just breezed on past. So, you know, as far as it goes, you know, as far as him as a podcast goes, I mean, I've heard him before on Jada Pinkett Smith's podcast as well, you know, I suppose as a guest there, that famous episode where they were talking about their marriage. But as a podcast host, he's very easy to listen to, and he's polished, you know, when it comes to kind of doing voiceovers and stuff like that. He's polished. What I really liked about it was when he was talking to people who he clearly has a good relationship with.
You see, it's not every major celebrity like this, I find Will from, or Dave I should say, from the different from the different podcasts we've reviewed so far, it's not all of them that this works well for.
Yeah, it's interesting because it is the fact that he got his start in front of a microphone. He knows his way around a microphone.
An actor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that hasn't gone away. And so, like, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, like, he's clearly a strange man, but he's a man of incredible charisma. And I would agree. I think the punishment did not fit the crime in terms of the Oscar situation. And, it, you know, it's time to move on. And you're seeing that, like I say, the reason I keep mentioning the box office thing is because that shows you that the public have come out in their droves to see his new film. And if you listen to this podcast, you are immediately met with this guy who knows how to talk to you and make you kind of feel like you're there, you know, having a drink with him. So the celebrity thing is interesting because you can always tell when someone doesn't care. You can tell when someone is just doing it for a paycheck. And the fact is, whether he's either the best actor of all time and deserves that Oscar, but I literally could see
Wild West, we know.
Yeah, I could see the smile on his face, like, in this, because he clearly cares about the thing. And the thing that comes across the most in this as well is, along with him, the acts that he speaks to. Hip hop is undeniable, and at this time it was undeniable, and that's why it broke through.
Are you a hip hop music fan?
Yeah, absolutely. And I loved the Public Enemy episode here. I loved hearing about them playing in a prison and how that was almost shut down at the last minute. And I've met Chuck D before, and I just froze when he appeared because I didn't know what to say.
Right.
And instead, I opted for, like, "Hello, how's it going?" I want to say something profound because, like Chuck D's like this unbelievable legend and the way he speaks. So yeah, I love most of the acts that are here, and I didn't learn too much new, but that's probably because, you know, I've read up on it myself already.
Yeah.
But if you've never heard of this stuff before, and if you're like, "Oh, I want to dive into something that I can digest in a weekend," this will work for you.
That's what I'm wondering. Is it for people who enjoy hip hop, Kira or Will Smith, or can anyone just chuck it on?
I think if you know all this, you're not going to find much in this. I mean, it's an easy to listen to podcast. It's an enjoyable podcast. If you want something on in the background, great. If you want to know a bit more about hip hop, and I think, you know, there are younger people who would probably get a lot more out of this than maybe somebody who knows the backstory of all these guys. But, you know, it is very easy to listen. As I said, I learned some stuff because this wouldn't really have been on my radar. Yes, I like hip hop and rap now, but, you know, not so much.
Not in this level of detail, I suppose.
There's a lot. And it also was really interesting to hear, like, the salt and pepper story, you know, the fact that, like, Will Smith actually took one of them out on a date. Didn't know that.
Right.
You know, but how they got to where they were.
I didn't get to that far.
How they got to where they were and the fact that, like, they were so groundbreaking. You don't realise that now, how groundbreaking that they actually were.
Should I stick with it?
Yeah, I think
absolutely.
So
definitely. Yeah, I have enjoyed the two episodes.
There are still more,
like,
good stories to come, one, and also, like I say, 8 episodes, half an hour each, and it moves at a clip.
Yeah, that's
like
great.
Really,
sorry,
really
loved the time of this, 32 to 35 minutes, happy days. How many stars out of 5, Tiff?
4, like I say. I mean, a bit
good
more criticism and challenging would be good, but as a package I found it irresistible.
Kira?
I'd go with a 4 as well.
That's very solid. I kind of felt it was a 3 for me coming in today, but I feel like I should reserve judgment on the basis that I've only listened to two episodes. So maybe for our listeners, if you're looking for a podcast recommendation, as Dave and Kira have both given 4 out of 5 stars to Class of 88 with Will Smith, maybe it is worth a little more of my time. Kira O'Brien and Dave Hanratty, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.